If you reference Bible, that's page 619. We'll read the first seven verses. We'll read the verses responsively. Psalm 42, verses 1 through 7, page 619. Now let's stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. The seventh verse is the text verse. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. And together on the seventh verse. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Let's pray. And thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we share here in having a man of God to preach thy word and to have access to our Bibles, and to know that you speak the truth to our hearts. Thank you for that privilege. May we never take it lightly. And then we pray for your help in the service tonight. Give us special attentiveness to your word and power to our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
I could give you some kind of potion tonight to make you listen to every word I say carefully. I would do so. I often speak things that are true in the Bible, but I have not experienced exactly what I preach. Then there are things that I have experienced to some degree, and I think I know what I'm saying. Then there are things where I know for sure by experience that what I say is true. I'm going to give you a chance to be critical of me if you want to. You're going to be anyway if you want to, but I'll give you, make it a little easier for you. I am eminently qualified to speak about the subject I'm speaking about tonight. Eminently qualified. I'm going to use some play on words tonight, and if you listen very carefully, I promise you, you'll learn something. You need not turn to it. But we read a while ago, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. What the psalmist was saying here, a trouble came that caused trouble, that caused trouble, that caused trouble. That caused trouble. A wave came that caused a wave, that caused a wave, that caused a wave, that caused a billow, that caused a billow, that caused a billow, that caused a billow. One problem called for another. Said, deep calleth into deep. Talking about depression, sadness, heartache, burdens, problems, sorrows. Said, one deep called for another deep. The title of my message tonight is this: You can't stop the hurt, but you can stop the hurt of the hurt. Let me say it again. You can't stop the hurt, but you can stop the hurt of the hurt. What I'm going to say tonight, there'll be times when one little sentence is just going to be said and passed over that you ought to think about, you ought to get this tape and replay it. And play it, replay it, and think about the one little sentence occasionally that I'll be saying in this sermon tonight. One little thought that you ought to chew on and meditate on. So let's get it indelibly impressed in your minds as I speak on the subject. You can't stop the hurt, but you can stop the hurt of the hurt. Father, help me to be very, very careful tonight as I speak. And I pray you'd help those of my people who are here and those who are guests to listen carefully and respond accordingly. Amen. There's no way to live in this life and not be hurt. No way. You're going to be hurt. You're going to be hurt to the extent of, or in the extent of physical hurt. You're going to be hurt emotionally. You're going to be hurt. You have your feelings hurt. And there's no way to stop it. There are all kinds of hurts in this room tonight. Behind every shirt or dress or blouse, there beats a heart that has a hurt. You can't stop it. I want to talk to you tonight about the purpose of hurt, why he who causes all hurt, and I wish you'd listen to me. Good night. Some of you young people haven't got enough sense to get in out of the rain. You won't listen to somebody who has any sense. You're idiots. Somebody said, well, you're too old. I've got more brains in my little finger than you kids have got in your head. And you need to be sitting there with an expectancy saying, I've got my life before me. What can I learn tonight? What can I get tonight that will help me? I want to talk to you tonight about the coming of hurt. I want to make six statements about it, and I'd suggest you get the tape and meditate on this sermon over and over again. First statement I want to make is hurt comes to hurt. That's the purpose of hurt. Making you hurt is not its purpose. See what I said? Hurt does not come to make you hurt. Hurt comes to hurt. Hurt does not come to hurt you. Hurt comes to cause the hurt that you have or that it brings to hurt your work, to hurt somebody else through you. Hurt comes to make you stop, or making you stop is its purpose. Hurt does not want you to hurt. Hurt wants to hurt your work. Hurt wants to make you stop. So it comes to hurt your work for others. That's what hurt's for. I'm sure the devil enjoys seeing you suffer, but that's not primarily why he hurts you. He hurts you so he can hurt what you could do if you weren't hurting. He said again, he hurts you so you won't do what you could do if you weren't hurting. You see, hurt is after your work. He's after what you could do. If hurt can make you quit college, then he can make you, and this is not a college sermon tonight, but if hurt can make you quit college, he can hurt everybody you could have helped in your whole life had you toughed it out. So I'm saying that hurt comes to hurt. I say again, making you hurt is not its purpose. Making you stop is its purpose. Hindering your work is its purpose. Causing you not to be able to do what you could have done is its purpose. Hurt comes to hurt your work for other people. Number two, when you do stop because of hurt, you join hurt in its work. Hurt comes to you to get you discouraged so you'll quit. Many a preacher has been hurt and resigned his church. And resigning his church, he hurt hundreds of people. Hurt did not come to make that preacher feel bad. Hurt came to hurt the work. See, the devil's not trying to make you hurt. The devil's trying to hurt what you're going to do. And if he can make you hurt to keep you from doing what you would have done, his purpose is fulfilled. But when you do, let hurt affect your work. Did you hear me? When you let hurt affect your work. When you let hurt cause you to quit a Sunday school class. When you let hurt cause you to quit preaching. When you let hurt cause you to quit college. When you let hurt cause you to quit your bus route. When you let hurt cause you to quit the church. Then what you're doing is this. Hurt came to you not to make you hurt, but to make you hurt so you would hurt the work you were going to do. Consequently, when you let hurt accomplish its purpose by hurting what you were going to do, you become its partner. You and hurt join in hurting your children. You and hurt join in hurting the Sunday school class you quit. You and hurt become partners in hurting the people you could have helped. You and hurt become partners in hurting the bus route you are building. You see, the devil doesn't send hurt to you. He enjoys you not feeling well. But the devil doesn't send you hurt so you will he won't see you feel bad. The devil sends you hurt so your feeling bad will hurt what you could have done if you'd been well. Hurt doesn't send you a heartache because the devil wants you to have a heartache, so the devil does not want you to be happy. But the devil sends you hurt, so hurt and the heartache can cause you to hurt the work that God's called you to do. So, when you do, you join her. Illustration. I'm back to the college again, and this is not a college message at all, but probably got more quitters here tonight who are college students than they do any other age. That's tragic, too. It's tragic to think the students at a Christian college quit more than plumbers do. That's a disgrace. To think the students in a Christian college quit more than electricians and carpenters and bricklayers and garbage collectors do. It's a disgrace. It's a shame. An indictment against those who expressed that they'd been called of God. But a college student hurt. I don't get what the hurt is. The hurt may be a financial hurt. The hurt may be a physical hurt. The hurt may be a discouraged hurt. The hurt may be a wounded feelings hurt. I don't care what the hurt is. If you just hurt, the devil is thwarted. But if you let that hurt your preparation for the future, you are hurting unborn children. You are hurting everyone you could have helped if you didn't let hurt make you quit. And you're joining in as partners with hurt. And you and the devil are cohorts. I said you and the devil are fellow workers. Because he gave you a hurt that you allowed to hurt your work. I said hurt comes to hurt. I said number two, when you allow hurt to hurt your work, your future. Can you imagine how many souls that the preacher boys of Quidhiles Anderson College could have won to Christ had they stayed? Can you imagine how many souls are burned in hell forever and ever and ever and ever because you let hurt your future? Can you imagine how many churches could have been built by cowards who let hurt their future? Look, folks, you're going to hurt, but good night, don't let hurt have the satisfaction of hurting. Hurt comes to hurt. Don't let it do it. Say to hurt, you may make me hurt, but you're not going to hurt what I'm supposed to do. When you do, let hurt do its work. You let hurt cause you to turn back. I wonder how many young people have gone to hell because parents got their feelings hurt in a church somewhere, and took their kids out of an old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone church that preaches some convictions and has some standards, and take their children to some little church because they have more social life there, or some other thing, and lose the standards and convictions. I wonder how many kids have gone to the devil because parents let hurt. Of course you're going to hurt, but don't let hurt have the satisfaction of fulfilling its ministry. I said, number one, hurt comes to hurt. Hurt comes to make you quit. I said, number two, When you let hurt your work, your future, when you let hurt, you become a partner with hurt. You see, hurt's main goal is to hurt others through you. Let me say it again. Hurt does not come just to cause you to suffer. Hurt comes to try to make you suffer enough to where he can hurt multitudes of people because you hurt. He wants to hurt your children because he hurt you. He wants to hurt a church because he hurts the pastor. He wants to hurt a Sunday school class because of the hurt of the teacher. Brother, bless God, I decided in my life I'm not going to give the devil the satisfaction of letting his hurting me cause me to hurt others. I'm not going to let him go back to his little old hellfire and brimstone home and say, boy, it worked. Not going to do it. Number three, you can stop the hurt of the hurt. You can't stop the hurt. You can't stop hurting. You're going to hurt. Brother, you're not the only one that hurts. I mean, you're not the first one since Adam and Eve that hurts. I mean, the truth is, we're all hurting, and probably most of us hurt more than you are. The difference is not the problems you've got. The difference is what you let your problems drive you to do. All of us have problems. All of us have burdens. Everybody in this room tonight has a legitimate reason why he could let hurt his future and hurt his work and hurt his ministry. You can't stop hurting. You're going to hurt. There's no way to stop it. But bless God, you don't have to let hurt. Now, how do you keep hurt from hurting? Now, again, I'm not talking about you hurting. I'm sorry when you hurt. I don't want you to hurt. But we're all going to hurt. And I'll hurt with you. And I'll cry with you. But I won't cry with you if you let hurt make you quit. You come whining and seeking sympathy. You won't get it from me, but you just keep on going while you're hurting, and I'll hurt with you. I won't pat you on the back and say, God bless you. You let a hurt, your work, your future, you quit because of hurt. I don't want to pat you on the back. I want to pat you on the back when you hurt and keep going. You cannot stop the hurt. But you can stop the hurt that hurt can cause. You can stop your mama hurting because you hurt. You can stop your daddy hurting because you hurt. You can stop hurting your friends because you hurt. You can stop hurting your future because you hurt. You can stop hurting the folks that you could have won to Christ if you hadn't quit because you hurt. Christopher Morley said, I guess of all the statements that men have made concerning tenacity and perseverance, I guess this is my favorite. He said, never despair, but if you do, work on in despair. Never despair, but if you do, work on in despair. You won't hurt as much if you don't let hurt you and hurt your work. If you're hurting on the inside, I'll guarantee you, you'll hurt less while you're working than while you're loafing. If something inside you is about to die and you're just about to be crushed, you'll suffer less if you work and keep on going and don't turn back than if you stop and nurse your wounds and have your pity party. I'll have a pity party for you and bring guests to the pity party if you won't pity yourself. You take time to stop and pity yourself, you've been pitied enough anyhow. I'll go pity somebody that's not self-pitying. I'm saying, listen to me. I'm saying the devil sends that discomfort. He sends that heartache. He sends that burden. He sends that sorrow. He sends that pain in your soul tonight. He sends it. Not just so he wants to see you suffer. He wants to see what you could have done suffer. If he can keep you by hurting you, he can hurt the work you could have done if you hadn't have been hurt. I decided a long time ago I was not going to let my hurts hurt you. A long time ago I decided that. You said, you ever hurt? I'm a human. You have a heartache? I'm human. You have burdens? I'm human. I have burdens like you do. But I decided I was not going to walk in that pulpit and hurt you. And I will not allow my hurts to hurt you. I may hurt, but I am not going to destroy you because I hurt. Let's suppose tonight that I had a hurt. Let's suppose that my hurt caused me to quit. I wonder how many folks in this room and maybe in this nation would be hurt because I quit, because I hurt. I wonder how many folks will be hurt because you quit, because you hurt. I decided years ago I was not going to get bitter when I hurt. Because if I get bitter when I hurt you. I will not let hurt make me bitter because hurt wants to make me bitter. Because hurt wants to chew through me. And if hurt can hurt you by hurting me, he's accomplished his purpose. And if hurt could make me bitter, and I could say, I don't understand that, and God's not been right to me, and I became bitter at God or bitter at anybody, then I could not be to you what you need to be. And whether you know it or not, you need me up here. And I'm not going to make you suffer because I suffer. I'm not going to make you hurt because I hurt. So come on, old smutty face, and hurt me. You may hurt me, and you may cause me to suffer. You may cause me to ache. You may cause me to pain, but you're not going to get to them through me. You're not going to do it. Come on out of hell, you sorry devil. Come on. Shoot your weapons at me. Go ahead, shoot them. But I got folks that need me. And I'm not going to make you hurt because I hurt. And brother, I am not going to get bitter, and I'm not going to get quit because of my hurts. Because if I quit because of my hurts, I hurt you, and hurt has accomplished its purpose, and the devil has fulfilled the purpose of his hurting me. That's why I don't get discouraged often. You don't need a discouraged preacher. You don't need a whining preacher. Oh, pray for me, Lord, heaven, I can bear. You don't need that. You need somebody to tell you that God comes down, picks up the little birds, and puts them on the top of the roof. You need somebody to stand up here and remind you that God's on His throne. That's one reason why I don't want you coming and telling me a bunch of stuff. I don't do that. I don't listen to it. I will not allow that kind of conversation around me that would cause me to get discouraged. Why? Because I don't want to get discouraged. Good night. That's not the reason. I've got thousands of people in this room tonight and tens of thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands around America who need me to stay on top side. Because of it, I'll not let hurt make me quit. That means you're hurting because I hurt. I'll not make let hurt make me bitter because that means that you'll hurt because I hurt. I'll not let hurt discourage me because that means you'll hurt because I hurt. You know why I shelter myself from garbage? You know why I shelter myself from gossip? You know why I shelter myself from negative remarks? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because I want you to have walking through that door right there every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and every Wednesday night, a preacher who's on top side. If I'm not on top side, I hurt you. Consequently, I'm not going to give the devil the satisfaction. He wants to hurt you. But if I let my hurts hurt you, the devil's accomplished his purpose. That's why I don't indulge in self-pity. Don't live around it. I don't pity myself. God's been good to me. I have nothing but praise to think about tonight. I'm not even discouraged because of Bears lost. It is going to get a little dull talking about college track season, but no, sir. I'm not going to lounge around in self-pity. Why did this happen? I don't have to know why. I know Him who knows why. I'm not going to indulge in self-pity because if I indulge in self-pity because I hurt, I make you hurt. My job is to tell you there's a God in heaven who's alive. My job is to convince you that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those that are called according to His purpose.
My job is to tell you that we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. My job is to remind you, my God will supply all His needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My job is to remind you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If the devil comes to me and hurts me, and he does just like he hurts you, and hurt attacks me, if I let that hurt get me down and discouraged and bitter, then I am hurting you because I hurt, and I don't want to see you hurt. Consequently, I said first, hurt comes to hurt. I said second, when you do quit and let hurt hurt you and hurt your work, you become a partner with hurt. Number three, I said, you can stop the hurt of the hurt, but you can stop the hurt of the hurt. You can't stop the hurt, but you can keep the hurt from hindering your work. You can keep the hurt from hurting your work. You can't stop the fact, Ken Smith, that you're crippled. But you can stop the fact that that crippled condition hurts your chance to serve God and be what God wants you to be. You can't stop the fact because you're in a wheelchair, Robin Moore. You can't stop that fact. You're there. You can't stop it. You can't stop the hurt. But you can keep the hurt from hurting those folks that call you mama. I got a letter. I read it today. Listen to me. You may need it someday, what I'm saying, and I may just know what I'm talking about, and you ought to hear it in case I do. I got a letter today from exiles. I read it today, exiles, Anderson College student. Know him well. Went to college here years ago. He told me how he got his feelings hurt at the college. Told me how somebody mistreated him, he thought. Told me how he felt like that an injustice was done. So what did he do? Quit the college. That's like a guy committing suicide because his wife doesn't treat him right. Well, sure. What you don't realize, she's been praying for that for months. So he quits the college. What else to do? Of course, he quits the church because the church reminds him of the college. So what's he done? His whole future has been handicapped, hindered. Why? Because the guy got hurt at the college. Good night. If you go to college 4 years, you're going to be hurt some. If you go to a church several years, you're going to be hurt some. If you just live and breathe and mix and mingle with people, you're going to be hurt some. But in God's name, don't let your hurt hurt all of those you could help because you quit or turned back. I said, hurt comes to hurt. Hurt comes to hurt your ministry. Hurt comes to hurt your Sunday school class. Hurt comes to hurt your family. Hurt comes to hurt your bus route. Hurt comes to hurt those you could have won to Christ, but you won't win to Christ because hurt made you quit. I said, when you do let hurt do its work, you join hurt, become a partner with hurt. I said, number three, you cannot stop the hurt, but you can stop the hurt of the hurt. You can keep hurt from hurting. Number four, I love this. When hurt fails to hurt, it becomes a help. Hear me? When the devil sends hurt to you to try to hurt what you're going to do or doing, and hurt fails to stop you, then the hurt becomes a help. You're stronger because the hurt came. You'll do a better job because the hurt came. I'm a better preacher because I hurt. If I don't let hurt hurt, are you following me? I'm a better preacher because I hurt. If I don't let hurt hurt, I'm not saying don't let hurt hurt me. Hurt, go ahead and hurt me, but don't hurt those people I love. And don't you let me, Lord, don't you let me allow hurt to hurt me so it'll hurt them. My job is to help you, not hurt you. My job is to encourage you, not discourage you. My job is to lift you, not to bear down upon you. My job is to lighten your load, not heavy your load. My job is to send you out of here with a song in your heart, not a funeral dirge. But hurt comes to me and hurt comes to you. And you hurt and I hurt. And sometimes you hurt and sometimes I hurt. We feel like we can't wake up tomorrow morning and face the day. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody here who's at least an adult knows what I'm talking about. You wake up in the morning wishing it were all a dream and thinking maybe it was, and you wake up to find it was not a dream. and the burden that you tried to cast aside while you slept last night meets you at the bedside when you get up in the morning, and there it is again, and it's there for a lifetime. Probably it'll always be there. But brother, if you stick your tongue out and hurt, and say to hurt, you may make me suffer. You may cause me to have pains and heartache and sorrow and sadness, but you're not going to hurt me enough to make what I could do for God hurt. And when you have faced hurt and felt hurt, and hurt has unloaded its most vicious attack on you and has failed to make you quit, I guarantee you, you'll help more people than you would have helped if hurt hadn't tried to make you hurt. So you can really make give a devil a black eye. He can come to hurt and leave helping. Yeah, stick your tongue out at him and say, I'll take your weapons and use them against you. I'll steal your gun and shoot you in the head with it. I'll steal your sword and stick you in the gizzard with it. Okay, you hurt me, but you didn't cause me to quit. You didn't make me bitter. You didn't make me sad. You didn't depress me. So you'll be a stronger person. And I tell you what, you'll live to see the day when you'll thank God that hurt came. I can help more people if I'm hurt some, as long as I don't let hurt hurt. And then hurt is defanged. He's unloaded all of his weapons in his arsenal against you, and you still keep on going. Well, how do you stop hurt from hurting? I don't understand. How can I not hurt anymore? I'm not talking about that. There's no way you can not hurt anymore. You're going to hurt. And the devil's going to hurt you. And you're going to have hurts. Let me tell you something. And I know what I'm talking about. And I'm eminently qualified to say what I'm saying right now. You don't have to let hurt conquer you so hurt causes you to do stuff that'll hurt somebody else. Now, what do you do? You just, when hurt comes to hurt, first thing you do is sit still and cry. Just sit still for a while and cry. And then just get up and keep on going. Decide that you're not going to give hurt the satisfaction of causing of allowing your hurt to hurt. Keep on going. How you do it? You just do it. How can you? You just can. When you're hurt, sit down and cry a while, and get up and keep on going. I said, number one, hurt comes to hurt. He comes to hurt what you could do. When you allow hurt to hurt what you could do, you join hurt, become his partner and his ally. I said, number three, you can't stop hurt, but you can stop the hurt that hurt can do. Number four, I said, when hurt fails to hurt, it then has to help. Boy, you got the devil where you want him. You got him working on your side. Because he didn't hurt you. And in trying to hurt you, you had to fight him and resist him. And in resisting him, you became stronger. The next time he comes to hurt, you have a harder time causing the hurt, letting the hurt hurt. Number five. You are stronger, and I just implied this, you are stronger when you don't allow hurt to do its work. So hurt will have a harder time hurting the next time. You've got to be a more formidable foe the next time. Know what you do? You let the devil hurt you. I'm talking about hurting you financially. I'm talking about hurting you emotionally. I'm talking about giving you a heartbreak. I'm talking about giving you a burden to bear. And let the devil give it to you and give the burden to you and the heartache to you. Let him do it and let him fail. It'll give you confidence in to know that the victory is on the inside of you and you can lick him next time he shows up. You've heard that little story about this little boy that had that list of names. Little guy about twice as big as he was walked up and said, "What's that list?" He said, "It's the list of all the guys I can whip." He said, "Let me see that list." Looked there and his name was on it. He said, "My name's on that list. You can't whip me, Buster." He said, "I'll erase your name." I can tell you something better than that. Knock the stuffings out of him, and you'll have confidence you can keep his name on the list. devil comes and says, I'll make you quit. I'll make you quit your class. I'll make you quit your bus route. I'll make you discouraged. I'll make you bitter. You say to the devil, you may hurt me and I may bleed and I may suffer and I may be wounded, but I want you to know one thing right now. You won't make me quit the army. Just keep on going. Hurt, go when you're hurt. You know, it doesn't feel any better to hurt sitting still than it does hurt going. In fact, it feels a little better if you're hurt while you're moving. Did you ever hit your finger with a hammer? I mean, hit the wrong nail, hit the fingernail instead of the nail. What do? You sit there and look at it? Oh, you go. Why? Moving it makes it feel better. Devil comes and hits you in the head. Move it. Keep moving. Keep going. Keep marching on. Don't turn back. Onward, forward. Shout aloud. Hosanna. Christ is captain of the mighty throne. Never turn back. Never stop. Never quit. What the devil came to do is make you turn back. Stick your tongue out. And boy, you knock him down one time, and next time, he may not have you on his list. And if he does come, all you got to say is, buddy, remember that last time? Yeah. You're stronger, so hurt will have a harder time. But, number six, I said number one, hurt comes to hurt. I said number two, when you let hurt hurt, you join hurt and become its ally. I said number three, you can't stop the hurt, but you can stop the hurt that hurt causes. I said number four, when hurt fails to hurt, it becomes a help. You see, if you let hurt do what it came to do, you join its team. If you do not let hurt do what it came to do, it joins your team. You let hurt your future, your life, your work, what you do for others, then you join the army of hurt. But you do not let hurt accomplish the purpose that hurt came to accomplish, then hurt made you stronger, and hurt joins your army, becomes your ally. I said number five, you're stronger. So hurt will have a harder time hurting you the next time. And number six, and last, if you let hurt hurt, it will be harder to stop hurt from hurting the next time. Hear me again. If you allow hurt to hurt, it will be harder to stop hurt from hurting the next time. Now listen to me. If you can't lick hurt now, what do you think you're going to do when he has one round behind him or he knocks you down? I mean, if while everything is even, you can't lick hurt, what you going to do when hurt's got you on the mat and the referee's counted nine? If you let hurt stop you now, you will let hurt stop you forever. And every time hurt stops you, hurt gets stronger, you get weaker. But every time you don't let hurt hurt your work, hurt your life, hurt your future, you get stronger and hurt gets weaker. Now you listen to me. I said a while ago, I can't keep you from hurting and I don't want you to, and I hurt with you when you don't let hurt hurt. But you're going to hurt. You know, somehow or other, there's some of you, you think you're the only person that's been in sub-zero weather this week. No, I am just about to freeze. Well, honey, we got thermometers too. We thought you were sweating. Oh, my soul. I'm just freezing to death. What do you think we're doing? Going swimming? Ice swimming? Quit your whining. Quit letting hurt hurt. Hey, get back on topside. Stick your tongue out at her. Kick him in the teeth. Kick him in the shin. Do what old Uncle Bud Robinson used to say in his tongue-tied way. He said, I'm gonna fight the devil as long as I got a fist. I'm gonna kick him as long as I got a foot. I'm gonna bite him as long as I got teeth, and then I'm gonna gum him till I die. You're gonna hurt. That's life. We all fell with Adam and Eve in the garden. I mean, from that day to this, everybody's been wounded. Everybody's been hurt. But God has a purpose for every life. And the devil wants to hurt so the life's purpose will be thwarted. So the devil comes and causes you to hurt. God says, I've got a purpose for your life. The devil says, I'll keep you from doing that, fulfilling that purpose. Now, he can't keep you from doing it. Because greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. But if you do not use the power to which you have access in you and conquer hurt, I'm not going to say that you'll ever quit hurting. But I am going to say that all the demons in hell can't hurt your work if you won't let hurt hurt you. Now you'll suffer. You'll ache, you'll pain, you'll cry. But if you don't let hurt do its job of hindering what you're doing for others, a married person gets outside the will of God. What does it do? The devil. He gets discouraged. Some married student gets discouraged. But I'm just going to go home. Just don't think I was called in the first place. Oh, don't blame God for the fact that you're a yellow-bellied coward. So what happens? The hurt got to you, didn't it? So what did you do? You quit planning for the thing that God has led you to do. What's going to happen? I got news for you, Buster. When you get in that car to go back home a failure, you got little kids in that car with you. And they'll be hurt as long as they breathe. And all those that they could help will be hurt. And all those that they could help will be hurt. And listen, when you let hurt hurt you, you're hurting other people, because you let hurt hurt you will never stop until the great white throne judgment. Or somebody you could help won't be helped. If they're not helped, they can't help somebody they would have helped. If they're not helped, they can't help somebody they would have helped. And what's happened? Deep calleth unto deep. One wave makes another. One billow makes another. Until, as the psalmist said, I am totally covered by the waves. Now, if you won't let one wave lick you, another wave won't show up. Stay on top. And don't let hurt hurt you. I'm talking to folks tonight all over this room. You let hurt feelings hurt you. I quit my Sunday school class because Brother Howe's hurt my feelings. Well, isn't that a wonderful thing? Won't you come and slap me in the face? I'm serious about that. But you better run when you do. But come slap me. But don't make the kids in your class suffer. Well, Brother Moffitt or Brother Young, my bus director, they just don't appreciate me, and I'm going to quit. Well, that's it. Let the kids in Chicago go to hell and burn forever because somebody has hurt you. What's happened? Hurt has caused you to hurt. Get back on your feet. Get some sense in your head. Well, you say, I just can't figure it out. Well, I can, so trust me. Hurt is not unique to you. You're not the only person that's having trouble paying your bills. You're not the only person that has a burden or heartache. And I'm not either. Brother, bless God, I've just told the devil again and again and again. You can just do what you want to do to hurt me,
But I'll guarantee you one thing, I'm not going to allow you to get me down so I bring my folks down. And I'm not going to allow you to get to my folks through me. And there's some people that are your folks too. And you're giving the devil the satisfaction of joining his team. The satisfaction of hurting countless people. Because you can't take it when you hurt. Let me ask you a question. You realize that it was 11 below zero last night? And you realize that today they played a football game over in Chicago in this kind of weather? I mean, it's funny. I have folks complain when it's a little warm in here, a little cool in here. I was in a drought. Now, don't misunderstand me. If you, not 100 of you folks have done that, I don't want you to be in a drought. I don't like to be in a drought myself. I got one in 1943 and never have liked it since. But I'm simply saying, God's people will stay home because of the draft where they sit. The devil's people will sit out there in 8-degree temperature. Watch a bunch of goons, butt heads. I mean, they watch him throw a dead pig around and kick him through over a pasture through some plumbing down there at the end. I mean, the devil's crowd will stay up all night outside Soldier Field ticket office. When it's below zero, they'll sleep down there outside the gate all night to get tickets to watch the Bears lose so they can gripe and cry.
I don't want you to hurt, but you're going to have to. That's it. Part of life. I don't know what your hurt is tonight. It may be an illness. It may be a serious illness. I don't know what your hurt is tonight. It may be disappointment in friends. I don't know what your hurt is tonight. It may be that your daughter's pregnant before she's married, or your son belongs to a hippie gang. I don't know what your hurt is tonight. But I know you have one. I know why it's there. Hurt comes to hurt. I dare you. Stand up and look it in the face and say, hurt, you may cause me to have pain, but you won't hurt God's purpose for my life. And I'm not going to hurt those I could help that I cannot help if you cause me to stop, turn back, get bitter, or get discouraged. I say it again. You cannot stop hurt, but you can keep hurt from hurting. It's up to you. Shall we stand? The choir will sing.